A group of about 50 people, many wearing white medical coats and carrying pro-Palestine signs, gathered outside a UCSF library today to protest what they say are two miscarriages of justice. The first is the Israeli occupation and attacks on Palestine. The second is the university's termination of a vocal opponent to the State of Israel's actions in the region. Denise Caramagno served as the university's campus advocacy resources and education director since 2015. But in the past weeks, she's faced action from the university that ultimately led to her dismissal. Students, staff, and supporters in attendance say the termination was unjust and representative of what they assert is the university's overall intention to silence voices against genocide. Kamel Awaida is a third-year MD-PhD student at UCSF and one of the organizers of the rally. Speaking through a megaphone, he says he's disappointed with UCSF because it has failed to live up to its position as a bastion for health justice. For this crowd, healthcare access and justice is paramount. Yet, in light of the military strikes on hospitals affecting medical providers and patients in Palestine, he criticizes the University Medical Center for not speaking up and worse, silencing the voices of faculty and students.
We began with letters, hundreds of students and faculty detailing our responsibility to speak against the systematic destruction of healthcare in Palestine. UCSF administration began with ignoring us.
According to Caramagno, her job was to advocate for students. She says she stood by students advocating for Black Lives Matter and the Me Too movement without university reproach. But a public comment on social media about Palestine invited criticism by a colleague. That individual accused her of anti-Semitism and questioned her ability to advocate for Jewish students. Caravaggio and her supporters say they make a critical distinction between criticizing Israeli state policies and Judaism as a religion, and she says she extends support to Jewish students and allies of the cause.
And we can fight this fight right here, right now, on this Ohlone land. We can use our voices, our experience, our academic expertise, and our platforms. I want to give a special thanks to the Jewish allies. I'm so grateful for you. I know this is a very hostile environment for you all, and I thank you for your commitment and your courage. Since UCSF decided to fire me, I've been hearing from people all over the world, and what they tell me is that we are on the right side of history. When has a nationwide student movement ever been wrong? I stand with y'all. I stand with the students.
Daniel Zager, a medical student at UCSF, represents Jewish Voice for Peace, a group of Jewish allies calling for an end to the killings in Gaza, which have already amounted to over 50,000 lives.
These are unfathomable numbers, and we must say the words that UCSF leadership refuses to. This is genocide.
KPFA reached out to UCSF administrators for comment. A representative of the university said privacy laws prevent them from commenting on specific individual or situations, but said that, quote, what is being discussed on social media is factually inaccurate. Caravaggio says she was fired over releasing supposed internal communications with a supervisor discussing the public comment and subsequent dispute. She is currently working with an Oakland-based attorney to fight the termination. In San Francisco, I'm Teresa Wears-Bianska, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.